The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All proudly brought to you by DraftKings here from Bar Canada at the D. It's Gil Alexander. It's Kelly Bidlin. Before we get to the Cragman update, U.S. Open, Pinehurst, North Carolina, where the purse is $21.5 million. Kelly, you want a slice of that?
That's pretty good. I'll take a piece.
Early lead here, about halfway through the first round for these guys. Brooks Koepka, 3-under through 11. Ludvig Åberg, 3-under through 10. And Matthew Pavon is 3-under through 9. One of those three is not like the other two. They are in the lead at this point. One-stroke lead over a host of golfers that includes Patrick Cantlay and Tony Finau at 2-under. Sergio and Ricky Fowler among those at 1-under. Scottie Scheffler yet to tee off. Colin Morikawa back to even par now through 11, by the way.
Cool.
That's
going to be the whole weekend, man. Cool. That's going to be the whole weekend. Definitely some names right there with Brooks. Ludvig, I mean, he's the next big thing on tour. Pavone's won already on tour this year. And then, you know, Henley, Cantlay, Finau all right there.
Scheffler and Schauffele, say that five times real fast. Scheffler and Schauffele both tee off at 10:14 a.m. I'm assuming that is, it has to be now, I'm not assuming. That's Pacific time, 10:14.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. You know what that feature group is? Scheffler, Schauffele, Rory. Wow. Top of the board all together today.
Is that right? Oh yeah, because the other one's Fleetwood, Hatton, and Hoagie. Not quite the same. Yeah,
yeah, not quite.
At the same time, 10:14. Okay. Or like a minute apart anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday. It is past 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. That means one thing, Unscripted with Crackman Bill Krakenberger.
Don't call it a comeback.
What's up, Billy?
Good morning.
How are you?
Music is so good. I wonder who actually did the music and the video. It's just whoever they did, I'm sure VSiN got rid of him by now, but still, it's really good job.
Now, Rob Moreno will be here forever.
Well, I didn't know if you know this, Bill, but we have a music department where we put people in a room and they come up with these. No, this is just a.
Yeah. But good job.
But it is, you know, ultimately it is some people in a room in a studio somewhere, and I wonder if they were there. Now, this is going to be an intro for the well-known gambler Bill Krakenberger. They got like inspired.
That's great.
The best
great.
How the stuff works is it's you know, we use copyright-free music, okay, that we attach, so you can, anybody can grab it and you're not going to get in trouble. What's funny though is we've had some show opens in the past where we've used music and then you'll catch it, like I've caught it on commercials.
Yeah.
I always remember the Edge with JVT and Matt Humans did late night. There's like a Montreal steak seasoning commercial that their music runs under all the time.
Ha.
Q-Tip from Tribe. Q-Tip went solo and he did a song called Vibrant Thing, which I've used on my podcast since the beginning of time.
Yep.
And when people say when they hear it, they're like, wait, why are you using the podcast name? I was like, I think I owe Q-Tip some money. I think. I'm pretty sure. How you doing, man? Where were you?
I was in Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun.
I got a picture from you with you.
Oh, yeah, some guy.
And my buddy. Some guy.
No. Who was that?
As my buddy Chris Bruno.
Oh, no, Chris Bruno, yeah. Okay,
I'll
tell you, like we said with the Brigada and stuff,
yeah.
Pack East, I get stopped so much.
I'm sure.
And you know, Mohegan and Foxwoods, it's unbelievable how many people are enamored with sports betting and VSiN and the Showtime show and everything. So I get stopped a lot. That guy was a very nice guy. I've never met him before. Chris Bruno.
I'm amazed you've never met him before.
No.
Yeah.
I never met him. He has some great stories.
Oh, he's, yeah. Too. Oh, for sure.
Oh, that, yeah, no. He, that's right. He did take a picture and say he was going to send it to you. Good guy. Has he been on with you?
No,
wow.
Because
he was telling me some stories that
day.
Oh,
no, he's very reticent to come on. He did Spanky's. He's Spanky's guy. He did Spanky's podcast one time.
Okay.
Told an amazing story from his days that he's...
Yeah.
Was detained.
Yeah.
And so he told some amazing stories. But yeah, he doesn't want to necessarily come on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he has an unbelievable story.
Oh,
he spent all that time in jail for... I was like, what? For what?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
I mean...
One of the great... And super guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really nice guy. And he like me, can go to the counter. And I'll tell you, they were taking some really good bets over there at the counter from me. You can't bring enough money. I'll be real blunt. You cannot bring enough money because there was that much opportunity on things there. I was betting over and over again. This was something that I just thought about this. So I went up to the supervisor, the guy that's running the sports book there. I said, listen.
Which one? Which book? Which book?
Foxwoods, okay. The DraftKings.
Okay.
I said, listen, instead of me going to the kiosk and stuffing the kiosk full of money and trying to circumvent limits.
That's right.
So let's face facts. That's exactly what I said. I said, listen, I usually go to the counter and I bet something. If you don't move it, I go to the kiosk and bet another 500. And he's like, Bill, here's what you do. He said, you know, we like you over here. Come to the counter. Ask for whatever. I'm not going to say the amount, but a good size amount. See what they take. And come back in 15 minutes or 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. And if they didn't move it, bet it again. So I asked for, I thought, double what they were going to give me. But no, it actually went through for that amount, which was in the thousands on future bets. And unbelievably, they didn't move any of them. And I bet like 16.
They respected you so much they didn't move it.
No. They know that I'm going to bet it again, and they're going to have 6 months to hope I die and lose the ticket and everything else. So,
I don't know that they're rooting for your death, but no, I understand the sentiment.
They're rooting for my death.
Yeah. Okay.
So I go and bet them again, and guess what? As we speak, at least half of them are the same exact line. I mean,
as we speak. Where do you think that expression came from? As we speak.
Is that Brent? I don't know.
Katie was busy barring down the door, so she didn't come up with it.
Speaking of which, Katie by the door, I have been saying and hearing that for 50 years in the New York area.
In D.C. too.
And I always thought that meant, and maybe I'm wrong, it's over.
It's over.
Oh, okay.
That's exactly how I said it.
Oh, it's Katie over. By the door. Katie by the door. It's over. You can't say Katie by the door. That's like saying it's a lock and the game's not over.
Because Fezzik texted this morning. He goes, you're using it wrong. It means this. I'm like, not where I grew up. That's exactly what it means is it's over. But the literal meaning of it, Katie bar the door, is trouble is ahead.
Oh, Steve said something?
Yeah, so he texted me.
Didn't he grow up on like a farm in Ohio?
That's what I mean. I'm like, okay, Steve, I don't know how you said it on your farm in Ohio, but that's it. Yeah.
There's a tornado coming.
Oh,
Katie barred the door.
But that's not how we used it.
No.
That's not how we used it.
How Steve used it. That's what I'm saying.
Steve never used it in his life.
Yeah. No.
He just wants to chime in. Yeah.
Speaking of which, Kelly, what are you drinking there? Is that something hot in there?
Yes, it is.
I'll never do this again.
It's warm.
I got hot coffee downstairs, brought it up here. It's only like 111 yesterday. So, I feel like I jogged 30 miles. I mean, I'm like, well, I'm not 30, but no hot coffee in the summer for me. That's the last time I do that. By the way,
I make the change.
We had to break a record yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I just got back a couple days ago. 111 yesterday. Oh,
brutal.
I wouldn't know. I stayed inside.
Oh, you stayed inside.
Yeah. I can't do it anymore. You know what? It's funny. And I don't know if this is with age this happens. People know this from my Hard Rock days. I was the dude that could go outside at 9:30, 10 in the morning. I was like, sunshine, I'm here.
Wow.
Right? I'd be out there till 3, 3:30. No, in my older age, I have no interest in Las Vegas. Right?
Wow.
Because it has gotten to the point where it is too hot.
You go up to the rooftop pool and jacuzzi?
Dude, never anymore. Wow. And I used to, for the first 3, 4, 5 years. I don't do it anymore.
Wow.
Not in these months. The rest of the year I do.
Yeah. No. It's something you only want to do late at night. But let's get back to Foxwoods and
DraftKings.
Please.
I'm so sorry.
No, and DraftKings.
Where were we?
No, so they took bets again at the counter. You can't seriously. I there were so many bets I had to make. I could never bring enough money for that place. But yeah, Foxwoods was great to me, and I liked that I went up and talked to the super. I said, let me talk to the director. He's always a nice guy. Let me talk to him. And one time he said to me, hey, Crack, I seen you. You know, you were in the sports book here. You know, you were in the studio in New York at MSG, and we all watched you. And he was very nice. I said, let me see if I could talk to this guy and ask him and tell him what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, rather than try to sneak around and stuff kiosk and get myself in trouble, because a lot of times they'll actually, not just them, everybody that has kiosk, you know, you can get yourself in trouble over on the kiosk. They'll say, listen, we're banning you, or we're barring you.
Not if you're Doug Kazarian. You can play it to the hilt.
Yeah, that MGM, Under the Cover of Darkness, Art Modell when he moved out of Cleveland.
I respect it.
Yeah. No, so they took some really good bets from me, and, I came home with a fistful of tickets and some lint in my wallet. literally, I came home with no money. I actually asked my wife I said, how much money you got in your pocketbook? I did.
You went to the wife's pocketbook?
Well, because I came home and I had to go to dinner.
First of all.
And I like paying cash
for things. Pocketbook. Let's just start there. pocketbook.
I said, how much money you got? She goes, how much? What do you mean? I said, I'm going to do something I haven't done since high school. I said, give me all your money. You're not going nowhere, right? She had like $400. I said, oh, give me it to me. I was going to dinner that night. I came home with no money.
Was she like, no, but I can write you a check from this checkbook.
The next day, I paid her back, of course. But anyway, so it's very interesting. They have some good stuff up there. And at the counter, I'm not allowed to bet on the apps. Well, you're allowed to, but it's a limited money. Same thing with FanDuel. Can't bet on the apps. But yet over at Mohegan Sun, I went to the counter. I had a real hard time over there. They were very nice. And the guys that run the book, they know me. They're so nice, respectful.
That's
but
great,
it's not
man.
Them. It's not them. Yeah. I went to go put a bet in on a future game and for a dime. I said, let me try a dime. And it said $100 max. You know, like, in other words, week one NFL. So now they have to go to the traders. They text the traders and they approve the bet. It just took it was a long, tedious process.
We just had this experience again where we just found out, maybe we should have known this, that by Nevada regulation, I talked with Chrissy yesterday. He didn't even know this. By Nevada regulation, MVP for the NBA Finals cannot be posted again once the series starts in Nevada.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, I can't even generate a story about it because it doesn't even exist.
After game one, you mean?
After game one starts. So, by the way, and I said this, they were going to take money from me. I was absolutely going to lose it.
Oh.
And I knew you're likely to lose it, and they saved me some money. So thank you, Nevada Gaming, for doing that.
Cool.
But anyway, once we get legalized sports betting here, Bill, yeah. This is going to be a hell of a state.
I have so much stuff to talk about, we'll never get it all in.
We'll get it in.
All right.
We'll get it in. More with Bill Krakenberger. At Bill Crackman with the K, Wise Cracks, the name of his podcast. Coming back on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Numbers Game brought to you by Zyn. Zyn.com. Check it out. America's number one nicotine pouch. From groan-worthy dad jokes to patching up skin knees, your dad is one of a kind. This Father's Day, that's this Sunday, give him a gift that's guaranteed to take him to his happy place, Omaha Steaks. Packages starting at $99 when you go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code VSIN at checkout to get $10 off your order. Show your dad the love he deserves. The gift is unforgettable as he is. Visit omahasteaks.com and use promo code VSIN. Check it out. We get tweets. At Beating the Book, always appreciate the feedback. Best listeners in the game. No question about that. This is from the numbers guys talking about Katie Barr at the door. He says, Southern? I don't know if that's right. I heard it a lot as a kid from Red Wings color commentator Mickey Redmond. Whenever a fight was about to break out, I took it to mean, now yous ain't leaving. Okay. Kelly just texted me a picture. He texted both of us. The picture of Kate. What is this, Kelly? Katie actually barring the door.
Yes, this is Catherine Barless by J.R. Skelton from H.E. Marshall's Scotland Stories of 1906, where that is Catherine literally barring the door.
Imagine if someone walked up to Catherine right at that moment and said, this is really going to leave an impression on people centuries from
now. Well, I want to know how that works. Someone's trying to get in the door, she's barring it, and then someone's like, you know what, if I survive this, I'm going to make sure she gets credit for this.
No, Google, it says somehow it got in the American South. Okay, this is from John B. Not that John B. of 90s R&B fame, but another one. He said, what percent of your bets would you say are for entertainment versus profit? Do you bet same unit for entertainment bets? John, I'm not sure what you mean by entertainment, but I can honestly say 0% of mine are for entertainment.
Zero. Entertainment?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, no, just having fun?
Yeah.
No, I'm looking to destroy every bookmaker.
My buddies. It's all entertainment.
Oh.
But I'm 0%. Nick Kendhammer. I now understand why Jason Weingarten hates the post office. Sorry, we have a lot of postal workers who listen to this show.
Yeah, whoa.
So I'm a little, all right, now I'm a little reticent to read the rest
of this.
I think
Jason would describe his relationship with the post office as up and down. I wouldn't say that he hates it.
It's a tense one. Yeah.
It's tense.
But
yes.
Nick Kendhammer says he tried to charge me $5 for a letter. And I looked at her and I said, you're kidding, right? All right, well, that's how it goes. I'm sorry about that. Pounder said, Paul Carr had so many useful picks that I had to stop at the top of the escalator to mark them down. I got a lot of dirty looks for some reason. Because you don't stop at the top of the escalator, as you know. Mr. Masterline, where do you look up the monthly records of MLB teams? Oh, Mr. Masterline. I got a little bit of Asperger's in me, I guess. I manually do the stuff with the games left, run differential and the one run outcomes. But you can actually find the records that StatMuse has a search where you can do it. StatMuse.com. Mike Zilla's Duke 90 is showing me that part of the AACC-SEC challenge in basketball this year will be an Auburn-Duke game, which he points out Bruce Pearl will be coaching against John Shire. And Mike Zilla's Duke 90 texts or tweets, no Goyim here. That's a joke for a certain portion of our audience. I appreciated it. Let's see, NH Better. How did I miss crack at this weekend at Foxwoods?
Yeah, how'd you miss me?
How'd you miss him?
I was down there for like 12 hours a day.
I don't know. Sean, if Luca wants to complain, oh, this is a great one. We'll get back to crack after this one. If Luca wants to complain, where was the complaint on the loose ball? This is so great. Where he obliterated Jaylen Brown on the chase for the ball. Brown tips it up the court with one hand and Tatum chases it down. That play was like a football play where he upended the wide receiver.
Yeah, it was. I mean, at least it was a loose ball, though.
Yeah, but how was there not a whistle?
I was expecting one.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
He did. I mean, hey, Luka took his fair share of shots, though, too. I mean, Tatum shoved him when he went up for that layup. That one was pretty bad.
Dude, this was like,
if Luka didn't weigh 280 pounds, he would have gone flying five rows back.
That was an NFL collision, man.
No, it was. I was expecting a whistle, but.
Bill Krakenberger here with us, who has a list of things to talk about.
I'll never get to them all.
What do you got?
A couple weeks ago, I mentioned on the show, maybe like a month ago, about the parking garages that said, it says we are not responsible.
Yes.
A lawyer reached out to me.
Really?
Said, Bill, they're absolutely responsible. That every casino.
Yeah. They said, have to be, right?
He says, Bill, they're absolutely responsible. He said, I actually know of cases of people's valuables missing out of their car. Back from when the day they would pull out the radios out of the car compared to even now, you know, breaking in, stealing a handicap. That's what he said, stealing a handicap sticker out of a car, a handicap placard.
Wow.
He said they're absolutely responsible.
So you can't just speak that off, in other words.
I guess that's what,
Yeah.
In other words, the signs say we are not responsible for valuables left in your vehicle. Basically mean break-ins in your cars.
Yeah.
This lawyer told me absolutely he has had cases in the past in casinos. So they just say that just to make sure you lock your car, I guess.
And it doesn't matter if it's indoors or outdoors or anything. Because, because the feel of it is, right, the feel is that if it's indoors, absolutely it's your
indoors, definitely.
Because we have outdoor parking lots here. Like the
surface
South.
Surface lots,
right, like the South Point where it doesn't feel but the South Point monitors it, right?
They do.
They have someone always patrolling.
There is someone upstairs.
And we talked about the R2-D2 at the M.
Yeah, the R2-D2. I've seen him.
Have you seen
him? Yeah.
That's great.
No, I've seen him.
You know
there.
What, though? You know what was still a big surprise to me when I first got out here, though, some of the spots like that. Yeah, like Bill, down in Hard Rock down in South Florida and stuff. Like in South Florida, there are cops everywhere in the parking lots.
There are.
You felt a little safer going out. I don't know. Like if you got money on you, like there were cops always
in sight. Let me tell you though, that Hollywood where that casino is.
Yeah, I mean, it's rough area.
It might as well be war torn country.
It's a rough area.
I mean, it's bad. I told you the Wawa outside there. That's the most dangerous Wawa in the country. So, I mean, it's amazing where casinos are nationwide. It just seems like there's bad areas, like, right by it, always. Of course, referring to the beautiful Atlantic City.
We're going to take Bill on a field trip to a war-torn country and see if he still has that opinion.
Okay, maybe you're right. I shouldn't say that. I'm not trying to be mean or anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's something a lawyer told me. Also,
thank you for that update. That's
annoying, though, because what's the purpose of the casino putting that up? It's almost like if we can
get one by you,
confuse one person to not sue us because they got
exactly
their car
right.
broken into and they read that sign and they say, well, I can't do anything about
100%.
It. Like then they saved one lawsuit over that. Like, good on you.
Yep. So the same lawyer.
Justified outrage.
And he listens to our show. And I'm sorry, I forget your name, sir. Uh-huh. The same lawyer said to me, that I mentioned two things on this show, and he said, well, it's a technical thing here. He said, the other one was the clawback that I mentioned. Clawback for, like, Bernie Madoff's clients that the guy, I think it was named Jeffrey Pickauer in Florida, after Jeffrey died, his wife had to give back $7.2 billion, and she gave it back. They were the biggest benefactor of the Madoff's. What's that word they have? The scheme?
Pyramid scheme.
Whatever they have. It was a guy's name. They make it. It was a guy. It's a guy's name, and they made this particular thing. Anyway, I'm talking about the
Ponzi scheme.
Ponzi. That's it. Yeah. Charles Ponzi. It's a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah.
So he said to me, well, you know, they had to give back the money, and they gave back the clients about the people that lost money got back about 70% of what they lost. However, my thing was casinos are never held responsible for clawback. You watch and the show he's referring to was American Greed, and I talked about it on the show.
American Greed.
What's his name? Stacey Keach. I talked about it on this show, and he said, well, Bill, there hasn't been a successful case of it, but he said, I would definitely try a case against a casino. In other words, a guy comes in, and he's blowing someone else's money. Casino wins $7 million. They track it. Well, the casinos aren't responsible to give the money back like the Jeffrey Pickhauer was responsible or any of the other people that profited off of the Ponzi scheme. So
interesting. So you're saying in the case someone is gambling away someone else's money?
20% of those cases on American Greed, they gamble the money away in a casino, racetrack, whatever.
That's interesting.
So it's tracked, so they know how much money the casino profited off of it, and it just seems like the casinos are above the law. And he agreed.
It's a great point.
No, he agreed. He's like,
I'm getting outraged just hearing this.
The casinos in the end they get it all.
Kelly's about to blow. I can tell.
Like Ace Rothstein said, in the end we get it all. Yesterday.
Yeah.
I was walking through some casinos. Slowest days of the week, Tuesday, Wednesdays, normally, especially the summer when it's 111. This is a really slow time of the year. Supposedly, casinos are packed because I went to go see Love. And Mystere, back-to-back nights. Mystere at Treasure Island, Love at Mirage before they close. I wanted to see Love one more time.
Oh, Love is closing.
Love's closing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing no one's going to pick that show up or it's not going to travel. Or
how many times do you think you've seen Love?
Too many times.
Me
embarrassing.
Too. Me too.
When is the Mirage done?
July 6th or 7th.
They moved it up.
I get it over there.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because Love is at the Mirage.
But Love was very good still. Wow, really. That show, and by the way, packed, sold out. 7 o'clock show sold out. So I just wanted to say that the casinos are absolutely packed out here in the middle of this heat wave, in the middle of the summer when it's slow. Everyone has money. So it's people were chanting at the game, I noticed. At first, it was like 2-0. People were screaming and yelling at 2-0 in the game. I'm like, wow, welcome by the sports book. They're chanting defense after it's like 2-0. Like, wow, people just love to root for their game the whole way.
Oh, yeah.
Get the final score.
Or that's a first to 10, first to 15 bet.
I don't know if you guys know this, but this sports betting thing is going to catch on.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to catch on. More with the crack, man. He's got a full list. I'm looking at his computer. There's like a list of things he wants to get to.
Erase all these.
We will do so. Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted, on a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Start betting smarter with a VSiN Pro subscription. Right now, you can upgrade to a VSiN Pro annual subscription for just $199. That's down from the regular price of $240. Plus, we're throwing in an extra month absolutely free. With a VSiN Pro subscription, you'll get exclusive access to premium analysis, expert picks, and advanced betting tools that'll give you the upper hand all year long. And once again, here's the big news. It is our NFL betting guide, and it is coming out later this month. I only got 17 days left in the month. This guide is your ultimate resource for the football season, packed with detailed team, division, and conference analyses, and, of course, best bets for the upcoming NFL season. Don't miss out on this limited-time deal. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe right now. Use promo code ANG to claim your discount and bonus month.
ANG as an A numbers game.
Got one job. That is VSiN.com/subscribe now and use promo code ANG. By the way, Kelly's got more than one job. I casually said yesterday on the show, oh, man, if you could get the Jardiance girl on, that would be awesome. And Kelly immediately researches it. Like, we could actually have the first Jardiance girl on if we wanted to, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to oversell it yet. I haven't reached out, but I have information. I have located.
Here's the thing. I don't know if you know this, but it has nothing to do with sports betting. But that aside, she appears to have been very gracious about her firing from that show. But by the research that I've done. And I don't know that I what would make for better radio? Better radio would be if she was bitter about it, right?
Yeah.
And she was like, I hate the new Jardiance girl, right? I hate the new guy or whatever. But instead, she's like the sweetest woman who's ever existed. And she's like, no, I just wish people won't hate on the second lady as much as they did on me kind of vibe.
Well, good. Then maybe we can get her on air. My only concern was if she was going to be like, I would love to come on. I just can't talk about Jardians being replaced on the Jardians.
If she can't talk about Jardians, then we got nothing. Then I'm going to be like, do you have the Panthers or the Oilers in this game three tonight? I don't know if she has an opinion on that.
I got a pro tip out there. Pro tip from Matt Hicks in the back. We've brought this up before, but you look at about Scottie Scheffler or something like that?
Yeah.
Just, you know, you wait for these type of tournaments where someone goes out and shoots low and you get a few extra cents on Scotty before he even tees off.
It's a good call. Matthew Pavone was 5 under. Now he's 4 under. He just bogeyed.
Good.
Good. So Matthew Pavone from France is 4 under. He has a one-shot lead over Russell Henley and Ludwig Aubert, who are both 3 under. Brooks Koepka has bogeyed, so he is among the group that is 2 shots back at 2 under. Patrick Cantlay among that trio of golfers. Eduardo Molinari, the other. Koepka, we just looked up, was busy putting. How would you describe it? A half a foot to the left of the hole, and it was just far enough away that it then did a hard left and tripled off the green.
It just kept sailing. It was. Yeah. It looked like he had a birdie putt. It was offline, but it didn't look like it was going to be. You know, it looked like he had speed pretty well.
Nope.
Read.
Nope.
It went 12 feet past. I think that's the hole he ended up bogeying. I think that's why they were showing it.
Tiger Woods, 4 over. Now with a chance at an eagle.
Yeah, there are. We've talked about the top of the leaderboard. Yeah. The back end is ugly. If you have bets on Sahith Theegala, Justin Thomas, both those guys are 6 over.
Hey, Kelly, could you keep it down? Tiger's putting. Here's the eagle. Oh, breaks left? No. That's my golf call. No. Okay. Remember, there used to be a British guy on the CBS broadcast years ago. What was his name? Ben something.
I have no idea.
But if he saw like a horrible thing like the Koepka thing where he just makes a mess of a hole, he would just go silent. And then at the end, when it finally was put in the hole, he'd go, pity. It was the best golf call ever. What was his last name? Ben something. Someone will know out there. Bill Krakenberger's here.
So just I want to let you know, I just killed the mosquito.
You did?
Yes. Yeah. So the mosquitoes in Nevada. So
right here,
funny.
Right here at the desk?
Yeah, right there. I killed the mosquito.
Yeah.
When I was, so Las Vegas locally posted
Ooh,
this.
Look at that.
I mean, this is outside the Mirage. I mean, look at that thing.
Yeah.
Here, Kelly. Look at that.
Oh, no.
That's the mosquito outside the Mirage. Giant mosquito.
Like, well, Las Vegas lost all its appeal. Going back to South Florida.
Yeah, no. It's a mosquito as big as my head. So, I mean, look at the size of this thing. Anyway.
If this place gets mosquitoes, see you later.
Yeah, I just couldn't believe it. Oh, interesting. You're right.
It's like the only benefit of summer here is no mosquitoes.
It's the best part.
Well, yeah. they're here, though. They have come here. I know they're up in some different areas in town where there's water, but that's on the strip. So, I don't know why I mentioned it, but let's go back to during the break. We talked for a second. Kelly and I were just saying something about the pawn shops. So pawn shops are also responsible for clawback. If something happens there.
You did say pawn, right?
Pawn shops.
I was just making sure.
Am I saying it the right way? Well, P-A-W-N?
It got a little close to something else. Oh, okay, pawn shops.
Yeah. Oh, like yeah. Shop.
No, the pawn shops are good. But yeah, pawn shops have to give back the money. You know, there's something else that's been happening. There's a law here. We talked about it once or twice on the show. It's a kind of quiet internal law for all casinos the government's been trying to enforce. KYC, which is Know Your Customer, know where your customer's money comes from. Of course, the casinos really don't want to enforce that, especially the casino hosts. They're trying to get players in. Now I have to ask where the guy makes his money in case he loses. Like, it's a law that they're trying to avoid guys coming in with large things of cash and that they can't prove their income. So I had a buddy of mine thrown out of a casino back east 2 weeks ago. And the reason why is because he was asked to provide his tax form. And he said, I'm not providing it. By the way, he's got a successful business. I was like, why didn't you just show him your tax? He goes, I'm not showing them my information.
Yeah.
So just so happens he's a winning player.
Well,
he actually won.
So this was before you even said that. Oh, okay. In my head, I'm like, oh, he clearly
won. He did win.
He clearly won.
He did
and
win.
They are clearly using this as a compliance, under the guise of compliance.
Compliance. I hate that word.
Under the guise of compliance to see how this might stop.
He won $180,000.
Yes, he did. Of course he
did. So he won like $50,000 once and won. He's a big player. He's got a big, giant business.
Yeah.
And he went at the crap table, which is so hard to win. He's a, by the way, giant loser lifetime. Just so happens he won in 2 trips, $180,000. Now they asked him for his tax form.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, Just show them your tag. I'm not showing them anything.
I'm not suggesting that that's not part of a compliance thing, but what I am suggesting is if he's losing money, they're not asking him for his
tax.
They're
asking him for,
I mean, isn't it just a scare tactic?
I don't know. They want
because you can just show it, and it's not a big deal.
To me, it's just a different version of what you so astutely said last segment, which is when they put up the sign in the garage there and saying, you know, if something gets taken out of your car, stolen, it is not our responsibility. And you said, I thought very cleverly, you said, is that just for, you know, so that they can hope that one or two people, however many it is, if so that happens, then they're like, well, the sign said it's not their responsibility, so I can't even sue them.
Yep.
This is the opposite. This is, to me, is sort of like if we can get one winning bettor to balk at our compliance requests, we've done our job there. Right? It's a different, to me, it's a different tentacle of that.
Let me be blunt, though. If it wasn't for guys coming in that shouldn't be gambling above their head and bringing in tons of money, you might as well close the casinos. I mean, because that's the meat, and, you know, guys that come in with $8,000 cash, $12,000, $15,000, you want to know where their money comes from? Honestly, they don't want to enforce that law, but the government's trying to make them, and especially in lieu of what just happened to some things in town, people bet with cash, and they, you know, there's some cases going on in town. So I guess they just weren't trying to push that law. How about your ID when cashing? That still bothers me. They want to know where your chips come from. Where'd you get these chips? I go to a cashier with $1,000 chips from a casino, and sometimes you'll be asked this question. I'm sure some of the listeners and viewers get asked this question. Where did you get these from? And I'm like, I'm in your casino.
What happened to me 2 weeks ago.
It happened to you. If it's happening to you, imagine what's happening to other people.
happened to me two weeks ago,
Bill. Seriously, they want to know where the chips came from. And I think law-abiding, I would hope that lawyer from Chicago, you're listening, I think they have to cash them, though, up to $10,000 anyway, don't they? You could just say, no, I'm not giving you ID. I mean, you don't want to cause a problem with the casino. I'm not giving you ID. You guys didn't ask for ID when I bought in. And I have 6,000 in chips. But a lot of them have the internal 3,000 or more they ask you. But I just found it funny when they ask you, where did you get these from? So, Kelly, tell us then. What happened to you? You cashed in?
I was cashing out chips at the M, and they asked me, like you said, the cashier. Yeah. It was, where were you playing? Where were you playing?
At the M.
I'm like, I'm in your casino. What are you talking about?
Billion-dollar casino, which recently banned me from playing video poker. I shouldn't say banned. That's a strong word. Let's not. I recently got a deal there for $1,000 to go in. I won, and I went in the following week and got $400. And they said, Bill, we don't want your action no more at slot. I'm playing a negative EV game, but I won. So anyway, so the M actually
was that was that caper at the M successful in the end?
Caper?
Yeah, it was a little bit of a caper he was on. Yeah.
The other funny experience I had with this was at the Palms, where I had a winning night going, and I sat down to play video poker just a bar. It's late night, okay?
Right.
And security comes over. I've got my player's card in. I'm playing video poker. Security comes over, and they're asking me for ID. And I'm like, I don't know why, but I felt like in the mood to push back, right? And I'm like, why? Like, I got a player's card in there. Why do you need to see my ID, right? They wouldn't let up. They keep hassling.
He was drinking a little.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They keep hassling me. And I'm like, looking around. There's a full bar. What? You're not asking anybody else at the bar. And so, one of the security guys leans over. He's like, look, there's some working girls and drug dealers at the bar. We're just trying to get out.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh.
Yeah, and it was late night. You were drinking and smoking. You could have been one of the drug dealers. Yeah.
They were just trying. No, they were trying to be fair to everybody, right? But they started with me. And I'm like, why are you starting with me?
Yeah.
Would you have done the M caper again if you had a chance to?
Yeah, absolutely.
You'd have done it again. Okay. Speaking of code here. All right, we'll come back, wrapping things up with the Crackman, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakenman with a K. Right here on a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
We are this close to crowning an NBA champ, but with the action heating up on the court, it's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code VSIN, that's code VSIN for new customers, to get 150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Gil Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate everybody. Brian Morenian. Being from New England, I have zero interest in the summer months in Vegas. I spent a year in Denver And people said it's a dry 95. It's still 95, though, better than Florida 95. September to mid-May for me, also iced coffee year-round. I'm not sure if I follow that. That was all over the place. I think he says he doesn't like the dry heat. Johnny Ringo, Gil thanking regulators pays better than a Drew Holiday MVP ticket. That's for sure, because it was an ironic thank you for not putting it up so I wouldn't lose the bet. Because generally speaking, as they would say to me, you're just our guest here. Henry's boy, too. Gil, South Carolina boy here, and it's Katie Bar the door. Always meant if Y happened, you could count on X happening. Henry's boy, too, I can only tell you that that's not how we used it, and that's not how you used it either. So the more northern you got, we didn't use it that way. We were like, Katie Bar the door, it's over.
It's over.
Eddie Vegan Runner, letter carrier here in Chicago. Uh-oh.
Oh,
he says, boy. He says, oh, I, too, at times hate the post office. That took a turn. Jeff Holdorf, Ben Wright. Yes, thank you. Ben Wright was the name of the CBS golf announcer. Brian Schaefer, nothing more frustrating than waiting for a tennis match, and the time keeps going back and back and back. Back, back, back. Play the match already. I have Jabeur, -5.5. Yeah, that'll happen on tennis courts where the courts are limited and the fields are too much to contain in one day. Mr. Masterline, oh, my friend said you mentioned my name, but he didn't remember the website. StatMuse. For the next, for the month's MLB records. This is from, let's see here, Montreal Max. Back in 2010, while still booking on reserve, I went to Caesars Windsor during All-Star break and put $40,000 in a cage, and an hour later I had two Ontario detectives knocking at my room wanting to know where the money came from, and I had to have them call, I don't know what he says here, the GCB in Kanawake.
Gaming Board.
Yeah, Gaming Board.
Yeah. Yeah, and Max has some great stories. I tried to get him on. Like, he's in Canada, obviously.
Max is great with the tweets.
Max is great with tweets.
You said you have a controversial subject here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So, do either one of you guys know what pulling your card means?
Pulling your
slot machine?
No.
So, it's something some advantage gamblers were doing this, and I understand why. You don't want to show the casino a win, but... I will never do this. And now, because there's a court case that I know of, a casino is actually pressing charges against someone for doing this. Let's say you're dealt a, or you get a bonus on a machine before the bonus is actually activated.
You
they pull their card,
yeah.
Try not to show the loss. Certain casinos it works at, video poker, you're dealt four of a kind. You don't want to show them that 250 coin win. You pull that out.
The equivalent of someone at a blackjack table throwing some chips in their pocket.
The chips in the pocket, I don't think is a bad thing because the chips in your pocket, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah.
The more I think about it, because you're creating a false loss.
Correct.
Right.
So if you get any bonuses based on that false loss, you're creating a false loss. That's what this case is about. And when I heard about it, I was like, wow. Pulling a card from machine, you think of, I don't feel lucky at this draw. If you have four to a royal, I don't feel lucky. Let me pull my card. Of course, the machine has no bearing on. People think sometimes that card reader it's a total separate program. It doesn't mean if you're going to win or lose something. It's by the random number generator in the machine. But, creating the false losses, it's a thing that's not only frowned upon, it's illegal. And I never knew it until I read this particular – someone sent me a text on it about this court case happening. Believe it or not, it was in Florida. So it has to be one of those bigger casinos in Florida. So just something that, sharp guys should know. That I see it happening a lot. So and Advantage players think they can do it. And I thought you could even do it. I just – I don't want to get the casino mad at me. They're pretty good to me. If I'm playing somewhere, they're pretty good to me. I don't want to get caught pulling a card.
We have someone on this show – that has been a regular guest since the beginning of time on this show, who is known, who's associated with a sport as a handicapper, who also is very adept at exploiting slot machines.
Okay.
So much so that he spends an inordinate amount of time driving around Nevada and California, and we're in California, we're talking about rando casinos all over the place, right?
Yep.
And he is just a master of advantage play on slot machines.
Mm.
So much so that he's actually offered his services to casinos in different ways. One of which is, I can actually help you guys with your with your rewards program, because how you're doing it is completely inefficient.
And people can exploit it.
And people can exploit it, and I can help you out. And, of course, the casinos had no interest whatsoever.
They're never going to hire him. By the way, they're not smart enough to hire him.
They're not smart. That was his conclusion. I was like, okay, they don't want to know. Okay, fine. I'll keep doing it.
That is part of this case, I will tell you. Well, that's part of this case was called creating a card. In other words, I'll get you to sign up for a card, Gil Alexander and Kelly. I'll get you guys to sign up for cards. You've never been here before. I'm going to take your cards. I'm going to give you guys $100 each.
Yeah.
I just need your PIN number. So they're creating brand new cards for you, and they're going to give them a giant play on that first day to generate many offers, which sometimes can be equal of thousands and thousands and even 10,000. So they're giving you $100, taking your card with your PIN number, coming in every week and getting that free play based on that loss or whatever it may be. And that's what this case was about.
Are you in? You know,
that's interesting.
We all know you as
building cards. Yeah.
We all know you as a sports bettor. But if I was looking at the Bill Krakenberger gambling pie,
great question.
What percentage of you is actually sports betting versus casino games?
I talk about casino things probably more even recently, but 90% sports.
The outlay is sports for sure.
Sports.
But what about time spent? Let's do it that way.
Ooh, time spent's closer.
That's what I mean.
That's closer to 50-50 because, you know, when I go in and I put a video poker session in, depending on how much they give me, I'll have to play for hours and hours and hours sometimes. So it's closer to 50-50 probably this time of the year. Football, basketball, crossover, especially November, no, mostly sports. It's a great question. No one's ever asked
me that. Well, because I guess where I'm getting at with this is, when you're spending a lot of time, like this caper that I was just referring to with Kelly, right? There is a time spent that you have to consider as part of the whole calculus of this.
Correct.
And you seem to find it enjoyable enough.
It's enjoyable.
Enjoyable, not even enough. Enjoyable. Love doing it.
I love playing video poker. It gets me away from the stressful life of being on the screen at 5:30, 6:30 in the morning and firing away. I like doing it. Now, am I a winning player lifetime video poker? Well, I'm not a loser. And this year, I'm having a very good year. Last year, I lost. This year, up almost what I lost last year. Having a really good year. Running with these promotions and cashbacks and very good year. ROI and the hourly return is pretty stupid.
I just find the mindsets of sports bettors versus poker players versus casino game players, those mindsets are so unlike each other.
Right.
And so I'll have the nerve to walk by a poker room. And in my head, if I'm being honest, in my head, I'll just be like, oh, those poor souls, right? As if I'm a physician, brain surgeon, right? Like I have such a noble profession. But the point is, I was at the Aria Sportsbook last night.
Right.
And I was inquiring about a bet. Of course, they didn't have it at the counter. You have to do it on the app, that whole thing. Okay. But the ticket window right next to me, there was a poker. There's a poker tournament going on in the Aria right now.
Sure.
And there was a poker player trying to make a sports bet. And the ticket writer was openly getting angrier and angrier because the poker player, first of all, he was giving his bet while looking at the board behind him. So he's talking away from the guy. He's like, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. So finally at the end, all I caught was the ticket writer going, boy, that was a lot of work for $20, huh? And he says to me, he looks over at me because he goes, and this is what he said, not me. I'm not saying this. Don't listen to me. But he looks at me and he goes, poker players are the dumbest people I've ever met. He says that to me.
Wow.
I go, really? Because hear them tell it. They're the greatest. He goes, in my experience,
really?
The worst.
Wow. Well, speaking of poker, World Series of Poker is going on right now.
Yep.
This is a tweet I put up.
Yeah.
Look at the percentage of takeout this year. By the way, 2024.
God.
If you're playing like a $500 tournament, they're taking 16%.
16%.
So compared to years ago, if you go by years ago, it was like half that rake. I mean, this is 2019 to 2024. But Anthony Curtis put this up, Las Vegas Advisor. I've seen it. And I said, I got to put that. That's unbelievable. Some of these tournaments are 18% takeout. Do you realize when you go to the cage, if you cash in what they tell you, would you like to leave anything for the staff? 18%.
Are you serious?
Yes. The takeout in the World Series of Poker this year, unbelievable what they're taking out. From $1,000 tournaments and above, 12, 15, 16, 18% is the rake. And now they expect you to tip on top of this. This is out of control. Out of control. Last thing before we go off, guys. I heard a rumor. I'm hoping we can get someone to clarify this. I heard Circa might be replacing their screens, which I don't know why. They're beautiful. But, you know, it's one thing about Derek. He wants the best stuff in there, and you know what, a private company compared to a corporation.
If only we knew those people and we could text them.
Oh, yeah,
my guess would be though, Bill, exactly what you said. If they are, it's only because it's going to get better.
Yeah. Oh no, it's going to get better. Yeah, sure.
Only better. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, guys.
Like the gray ensemble
today. Oh
yeah,
today. A little gray.
Never seen that one before.
All right.
We've done all we can do. Gojo and Golic next on the radio side. Best bets with the pictures. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.